Unit 12. Speaking Focus. Activity 6.
How important is it for people to learn about the history of science at school?
It's very important. People should study history.
Maria, what do you think about studying history?
History is an important subject, and history of science especially. It's fascinating to learn about when discoveries were made and under what circumstances. I mean, often scientists had such passion for their work that they were willing to make huge sacrifices in terms of their health and their relationships to other people. Of course, many were rather eccentric as well, so their stories make fascinating reading. Would you agree?
Sometimes scientists solved an important problem completely by chance. I always enjoyed learning about that kind of research. They often ended up getting ill as a result of their work. I mean, people like Marie Curie.
Some people say they don't see the point of scientific research. Why do you think this is?
Well, in some cases, I think it is because they don't actually know very much about it. There are reports on science research in the better newspapers, but not everyone reads them, and they may not be aware of the important contribution research can make to things like curing disease or warning us of dangers like global warming.
Gustav, do you think people are well informed about the value of scientific research?
No, and in my opinion, it's up to scientists to inform them.
Why scientists?
They know more about it.
Yes, but they can inform the press about their work, and then it can be presented to the public in an entertaining way. The problem is that it's not easy for people to get access to research reports directly. My father is a scientist, and he says that unless your university or research institute subscribes to a journal, you have to pay to read the articles, and it can be very expensive.
If it's taken out of scientists' hands, there will inevitably be distortion. There's a lot of false news on social media and so on, offering cures for diseases.
So maybe it's a question of educating people so that they can tell the difference between real scientific reporting and false news.
Gustav, what do you think about other media like television?
There are some pretty good science documentaries on TV, but I think the universities themselves should have YouTube channels and so on to publicize research.
A lot of them do, actually. The university where my father works gives researchers the opportunity to make a kind of mini documentary about their research for the YouTube channel. My father has made one on his research.
That sounds like a good idea, I guess. But how do people know the YouTube channel exists?
Yes, that can be a problem. And the other issue is talking about science in a way that's interesting and relevant for the general public.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.